But the greatest threat on this front springs from the distinct illiberal and external actors who equate their success with fracturing the liberal international order. We see it in Asia and the Middle East, where China and Iran would clearly prefer a world in which they have overwhelming sway in their regions. And I'll not mince words. This movement is principally led by Russia. Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence. We see it in their aggression against their neighbors, sending in so-called little green men across borders to stir violence and strains of separatism in Ukraine. Using energy as a weapon, cutting off gas supplies midwinter, raising prices to manipulate nations to act in Russia's interest, using corruption to empower oligarchs to coerce politicians. We see it in their worldwide use of propaganda and false information campaigns, injecting doubt and political agitation in democratic systems, strengthening illiberal factions and forces on both left and right to seek out and roll back the decades of progress from within our systems. We even saw it in the cyber intrusions against political parties and individuals in the United States of America, which our intelligence community, all 17, have determined with high confidence. I've been doing this for 46 years. They seldom use the phrase high confidence, that they were specifically motivated to influence the elections. But it's not only the United States, I need not tell you, that has been targeted. Europe has seen the same kind of attacks in the past. With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you. And again, the purpose is clear: to collapse the liberal international order. Simply put, Mr. Putin has a different vision of the future, one in which Russia is pursuing across the board. It seeks to return to a world where the strong impose its will through military might, corruption, and criminality, while weaker nations have to fall in line.